Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Continuing our look at the 23rd Psalm, let's move into verse 2. And this is the making us to lie down in green pastures verse, a promise that the Good Shepherd gives anyone who will place their faith in him. You get to rest in green pastures, and he'll lead you beside the still waters. I think it's a place God has always wanted to put his people, a place of rest, both now and forever. And but just to go outside of that psalm and get other Old Testament confirmation, listen to Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 14 to 16. Tell me if this sounds a lot like Psalms 23, too. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away. Now think about that next to he makes me to lie down in green pastures. And what do you get? Well, you get the idea that sheep have been convinced that it's safe to lie down. Because without a faithful shepherd, a sheep can never really relax because they're always under attack from a predator and they don't have a way to defend themselves. They're not fast, they're not strong, they don't have claws, they don't have teeth, or at least teeth that can bite like that. So there's a fear that the predator is going to take them. But Jesus is promising that his sheep can relax knowing that they're safe. Now, the Hebrew phrase here that denotes pastures is pastures of tender grass. And it shows not only that he's put you in a safe place and a secure place, but he's put you in a place where the food is easy to consume. And it's just typical of our Good Shepherd who loves to feed us and he loves to do everything. I mean, all we really have to do is take of the green pastures and eat them. There's no effort on your part. If we see Jesus in the scriptures, then we just effortlessly receive him. We don't grind the glory out of those scriptures. Don't wrangle with a Bible passage until you've removed the loveliness of Jesus. Just feast on the word and let the word fill up your soul. Another good Hebrew glance in this passage is that still waters is the English translation, but the Hebrew is waters of quietness. Our Lord leads us to these waters. You can easily drink out of them. There's no fear that they're going to carry you away on waves. The still waters are really a type of the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus calls the Comforter. He washes us over with the waves of love and forgiveness, the same way that Jesus would wash the dirt from his disciples' feet. The Spirit in us keeps speaking comfort to help us to relax. Relaxing in the Spirit, it's one of the most difficult things for most believers to do, but really that still water relaxation is a part of our daily dietary requirement because just like water is a life source to you in the physical, the Spirit and resting beside the Spirit is a life source in the spiritual. Now note the leadership of the shepherd in the verse. It's his job to find a place of rest for me. It's his job to find me fresh water. Jesus did both when he finished the work at Calvary. Think about it. Christ hung his head and died for you to have a place of rest with him. He gave his body and his blood so you would always have food and drink. Your rest is really his rest. Your food is really his body. Take a look around you today, and you're going to see, if you'll use your spirit eyes, green pastures. They may come in segments. They may come in moments for you to revel in being his child. But listen for the gentle sound of still waters. It's going to be a soul refreshment. And I want you to think about this, and this is a good way to close. He placed them there just for you. That's amazing. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.